は神様を欺いていることを気がつかなかったんですね。
But Ananias and Sapphira didn't realize that they were actually trying to deceive and lie to the Holy Spirit.
神様は私たちの思いや心を知ってくださるんです。
God knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts.
私たちの弱さもご存知です。
He knows our weaknesses.
隠す必要がないんですね。
We don't have to hide anything from God.
だからペトロはなんであなたこのこんなことをするのって言うんです。
So Peter asks him, why did you do something like this?
すべてを売らなくてもよかったかもしれません。
You didn't have to sell everything.
もしくは彼は本当に一部だけでこれ一部ですけど差し出したいというだけで
もよかったかもしれません。Oh, you could have brought just a part and said, this is just a part of our possessions, but we want to give it to the community.
私たちは忘れてはいけません。神様は私たちの心を見てくださっています。
We have to remember, God looks at our hearts.
いっぱい捧げるとか何か見えることをするんじゃなくて、私たちの心が神様に向かっているかどうかを見てくださいます。
God doesn't look at just how we look, or He doesn't look at how much we've given, but rather.God is looking at our hearts.
私たちが神様に言われた小さなことに応答しているかどうかを問われています。
God is seeing how do we respond to His amazing grace.
でも考えるんですね。私たちはこの愛のために犠牲を払ってもいいと思っているか。
But we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to sacrifice?
今私たちは何か神様の愛を受けてこれを差し出そうと思っていますか?
Is there anything that you're thinking right now? God has given me such amazing grace. I want to do this. I want to give this. Is there anything that you're just feeling like that?
もし神様が何か示されたことが不可能に思えること、面倒に思えることがあったらどうでしょうか? 何かそのようなことが語られていますか?
OrIf it's something that God has shown you to do or to give, but you're looking at this and you're like, wait a minute, this looks impossible or this looks so hard. I don't really want to do that.
どうでしょう。もしイエス様がですね、天のお父様が聞いて、この世に下ることが嫌だとか、面倒だ、不可能だと思ったら、どうなったでしょうか?
So think about Jesus. If Jesus was told by the Father,You're going to go to this earth. You're going to be born and you're going to live on this earth. What would have happened if Jesus said, wait, I don't really want to do that. It's impossible or it's too hard. It's a pain in the neck. Where would we be? Because Jesus obeyed with a pure heart.Each and every single one of us are here in this place today.
次はですね、使徒行伝の9章の10節から読もうと思うんですけれども。
Next, I want to read a passage from chapter 9 with you.
ここではですね、サウロという人の話なんですけれども。
This is a story about Saul who became Paul later.
サウロはですね、そのイエスの様をイエスを信じた人たちを迫害します。
Paul, as you know, really persecuted the early church.
そして、人たちを探して牢屋に行くような活動をしてたんですけども。
He searched for Christians and he persecuted them. He put them in jail.
でもそのダマスコというところに行く途中でイエス様の声を聞いて光を受けて目が見えなくなって
倒れました。But as you know, when he was on his way to Damascus to persecute more Christians.Jesus appeared to him in a bright light and he wasn't able to see after that. His eyes became blind.
ダマスカスにはですね、さっきの人と同じアナニアという同じ名前ですけど違う人がいました。
Now, another person named Ananias appears in the story, but this is a different Ananias than the one who died a few chapters earlier.
そしてアナニアに神様がこのように語られます。
And GodCame and he spoke to Ananias.
でもこれにしますね。ところでダマスコにアナニアという弟子がいた。幻の中で主がアナニアと呼びかけるとアナニアは主よここにおりますと言った。すると主は言われた。立って直線通りと呼ばれる通りへ行き、ユダの家にいるサウロという名のタルト出身の者を訪ねよ。今彼は祈っている。 アナニアという人が入ってきて自分の上に手を置き元通りに見えるようにしてくれるのを幻で見た。しかしアナニアは答えた。主よ、私はその人がエルサレムであなたの聖なる者たちに対してどんな悪事を働いたか大勢の人たちが聞きました。ここでも皆を呼び求めている人を全て捕らえるため祭司長たちから権限を受けています。すると主は言われた。行け、あの者は異邦人や王たちまたイスラエルの子らのため子らに私の名を伝えるために私へ選んだ器である。私の名のためにどんなに苦しまなくてはならないかを私は彼に示そう。
Let's read in English together. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias! And he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul.For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to bind all who call on your name. But the Lord said to him, Go.For he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name.
皆さん自分のですね、アナニアの身になって考えてみてください。
Think about if you had been Ananias.
神様が直線通りに行きなさいって言ってたらどうしますか?
If the Lord appeared to you in a vision and said,Ananias, go to the road that's called straight.
そこで行ったら捕まっちゃうかもしれないですよ。
Maybe you'd think, wait, if I go there, I'm going to be captured, I'm going to be arrested.
Which is awesome. 拷問を受けるかもしれないですよ。
Maybe you would think that you're going to be beaten.
でもアナニアどうしましたか?
But what did Ananias do?
彼は示されたように行って、そしてサウルを癒します。
As he was shown,As he was told, he went.
彼がこの神様の声に従っていかなければ、サウロがポーロとなって伝道するようなことはなかったわけです。
If Ananias hadn't obeyed the word of God, Saul would, his life wouldn't have changed, and he wouldn't have become the apostle Paul.
アナニアがいなければ、今のキリスト教会はないんですよ。
If Ananias hadn't obeyed God, then the church as we know it today would not exist.
不可能だ、面倒だ、無理だ、怖いと思っていたら、今の教会はなかったんですね。
If Ananias had thought, Oh, that's impossible. Oh, I'm afraid. Oh, that's so difficult.We wouldn't be here today.
人がしないこと、新しいことっていうのは本当に勇気がいります。
We really need courage to do something that other people are not doing or to do something new.
パイオニアになるには勇気がいるんですね。
It's hard and we need courage to pioneer and do something different for God.
何かをすると、すれば必ず反対する人がいます。
No matter what we do of those kind of things, there will definitely be people who oppose you.
悪いことをしても反対されますし、良いことをしても反対されます。
Even if it's something that's really good, people will oppose you.
小さな良いことでも大きな良いことでも反対する声は必ず上がります。
You will definitely hear people talking about you, whether it's a small thing or it's a big thing.
特に前からこうなってるよって言われることに対して違うことをするのはとても勇気のいることです。
We really need courage when we are stepping out and we're going to do something that traditionally hasn't been done, that most people aren't doing.
使徒の健康録の最初のところではペテロが、洗礼を受けた後に立ち上がってイエス様のことを力強く語ったという箇所があります。
You know, in the beginning of Acts, when after Peter was baptized in the Holy Spirit, received the Holy Spirit, he talked very boldly.
でもですね、ペトロの弱さはいろんなところに見え隠れします。
But even though we see Peter's own weakness in different ways,
ペトロはですね、特にユダヤ人の仲間からですね、悪く言われたくなかったんですね。
Especially we see in the book of Acts that Peter didn't want to be thought badly of the Jewish Christians.
ですから彼は本当にこうユダヤ的なものをすごく、自分の中に留めようとしています。
So Peter really protected his own Jewish way of living even as a disciple of Christ.
今から読むこの使徒行の10章はですね、ちょうど今頃みんながお腹空いている時にペトロが祈った時に見た幻の話です。
This is a passage in chapter 10 of Acts, and maybe Peter was feeling like you guys are feeling now, a bit hungry and waiting to eat.
ペトロは祈るために屋上に上がった昼の12時頃である。彼は空腹を覚えて何か食べたいと思った。人々が食事の準備をしているうちにペトロは我を忘れたようになり、天が開き大きな布のような入れ物が四隅に移されて地上に降りてくるのを見た。ちょっと時間がないので飛ばすんですけど、祈っている時に彼はですね、空の鳥とか獣とかこう蛇とかいろんなものが降りてくるのを見るんです。
So we don't a little bit getting a bit late, so I'm going to just summarize for you. Peter saw a vision and a big cloth came down and on the cloth were all sorts of animals, snakes and different things thatJewish people were forbidden to eat.
彼は私は掟に従って今までそんなものを食べたことありません。
And he heard the Lord say, Peter, eat. But Peter responded, No, Lord, I've always obeyed your commandments, and I've never eaten food that is not.
そんな掟に逆らえるようなことを私はしたことはありません。したくないです。
I don't want to eat food that I'm not supposed to eat.
でもこの幻を神様は三度彼に見せ
た。But Peter saw this vision three times.
一度目、無理です。
The first time Peter was like, No, it's impossible, I can't eat this.
二度目、無理です。
And the third time Peter said again, No, I can't eat this.
三度目、無理です。
And the third time again Peter said, No, I can't eat this kind of stuff.
でも思うんですね、神様一体これはどういう意味であなたは私にこれを語っているんでしょうか。
But think about it. Why?Was God showing this vision to Peter?
彼はそのことを神様になぜですか、なぜですかと思っていました。
Peter must have been thinking, why is God showing me this vision?
その時に、ローマの軍隊のコルネリオスという人が彼のもとに使者を送るんですね。
And right about that time, two servants from a Roman leader called Cornelius, two of his servants came to the place where Peter was.
異教徒と接しません。異教徒、異邦人、
The Jewish people were not allowed to have interpersonal relationships, especially they weren't allowed to eat with Gentiles.
ですから、ユダヤ、ローマの人が来ても、来てくださいと言っても、答えはノーであるべきだったんです。
So, if the two servants come from this Roman leader and say, come, we want you to come to our Cornelius' house, the natural response would be, no, I can't go with you.
もし行ったら周りから誤解されます。
If I go, then people, you know, other Jewish Christians will not understand.
周りから非難されます。
And people will start to criticize me.
嫌ですよね、周りから非難されるのね。
It's really not very pleasant, is it, when people around you start to be very critical of you?
でもこの時、ペトロは信仰を持って勇気を持ってコルネリオスのところに向かうんです。
But Peter realizes that this is God, and he goes, stirs up all of his courage, and he goes with the servants to Cornelius's house.
そしてコルネリオスの家でイエス様のことを話している時に、
And Peter goes to Cornelius's house and he shares about Jesus Christ.
その時に聖霊がその異邦人たちの上に配って彼らが異言を語って神様を賛美し始めるんです。
And the people who are listening to Peter's talk, the Holy Spirit falls on them and they start to speak in other tongues.
この神様の救いの技はユダヤ人だけではなくて全ての人への技だということがはっきりしたんです。
And so Peter knows very clearly salvation has not just come to the Jews, but salvation has also come to all people.
彼が単純にイエス様のことを語っているときに聖霊がその場に下ったんです。
Peter is just sharing the gospel in a very simple way, but the Holy Spirit falls on the people.
神様はペテロを用いてくださいました。
God used Peter for this event.
神様は私たち一人一人にするべきことを示してくださると思います。
God showed each and every single one of us what we should do.
それは大きなこと、小さなこと、そういうことは関係ありません。
And it doesn't matter if it's something really small or if it's something really huge.
それは神様から示されたことであって、
But if it's something that God is showing you,
そしてそれを神様を喜ばせることだったらいいんです。
If it's something that God would be pleased with,Then we should do it.
人を喜ばせるんじゃなくて、
It's not, we shouldn't think about pleasing other people.
周りやこの前に立ち人を喜ばせない。神様を喜ばせることだったらいいんです。
We shouldn't worry or consider if we're going to be pleasing other people. We should consider if we're going to be pleasing God.
私がクリスチャンになったのは学生時代なんですけども。
I became a Christian when I was in high school.
特に大学の時もいろんなことを教会について思いました。
And especially when I was in college, I thought various things about the church.
特にですね、日本の教会に行くとですね、
And especially Japanese church, churches,
みんな静かなんですよね。
And I thought, wow, everybody's kind of quiet, aren't they?
まあ、というかね、それからね、あまり活動的じゃなくて受動的なんですね。
And they're not really active in their faith, but kind of passive.
何かこれをしたい、あれをしたいというよりもみんな静かに座ってらっしゃるんですよね。静かにみんな座っている。だから何かしたいというわけじゃなくて、何かただこう座っているというか、そういう感じがしました。
So rather than say, oh, I want to try something like this, or I want to try something like that, there aren't many people like that. In Japanese churches, they more just sit and they're kind of quiet.
でもですね、実際に自分が就職して仕事を持ったときに、その人たちの気持ちが分かりました。
But,After I started working, after I started to have a busy life as not just a student, but rather as you know, I don't know how to say it, 社会人 in English.
A real adult.
then I really understood those people.
Yeah, 本当に教会に行くのが大変。
It's hard when you're working all the time to go, then on Sunday to go to church and worship God.
決めて絶対日曜日教会行くんだって決めないと難しいんですね。
Unless you really decide, no matter what, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to worship God. Unless you decide like that, you probably won't.
もう平日の祈祷会なんか前からいっぱい予定、いっぱい計画しないともう祈祷会なんて行くのも無理でした。
So unlessI really planned ahead. It was impossible to go to the prayer meeting, midweek prayer meeting.
でもその忙しさの中でどうやって本当に生きた信仰を持ったらというふうにいつもこう葛藤がありましたね。
But I always ask myself, how can I live as an active Christian?
でも本当に日曜日に教会行くのが精一杯な日々でした。
ButEvery day, I was so busy, and so just going to church to worship with the church community was all I could do.
20年前に一人の男性に会いました。
About 23 years ago, I met one man.
小西さんというんですけども。
His name is
小西さん。60代の男性です。
He was about in his 60s.
で毎週教会に来られます。
And he came to church every single week.
いつもですね、黒っぽい服を着て、スッと入って、スッと座られます。
He always wore nice clothes, maybe
dark
clothes, and he just kind of slipped in and sat down.
彼はですね、まあ、独身で、
He was single,
そして静かな方です。
And he was rather quiet.
そして礼拝が終わるとすぐ帰ってしまう。
And when the service was over, he was just quietly left.
特に 教会で何をすることでもありません。
He didn't have any kind of interaction with the people at church, and he didn't do anything for the church.
毎週毎週必ず彼は来て彼の席に自分の決めた席に座るんです。
But every week he came and he sat in the same chair.
僕にとっては不思議な存在でした。
For me, he was a little bit different.
小西さんの信仰って何なんだろうか。
I thought about what is his faith.
すごく目立たないんですね。本当に何かスポットライトが当たるじゃないようなところです。
He was a person that you would really not notice unless you kind of were looking.
彼は、若い時に友達に誘われて、ビリー・グラハムの大会に行って決心してクリスチャンになります。
Actually, he was, as a young man, a friend of him invited into a Billy Graham Crusade, and at this crusade, he became a Christian, received the Lord.
後楽園球場で彼はクリスチャンなんですけども。
It was in 後楽園。
それから毎週毎週彼は教会に来るんです。
And after that, every single Sunday, he worshipped in the community at church.
彼は独身ですから一人住まいです。
He was a single guy, so he, of course, he lived by himself.
特に何かをこう活発にしているようには見えないんですね。
There was nothing that he was really doing actively.
でも彼は、ポエムね、詩とかそれから小説が好きでした。
But he liked to write poems or he liked to write stories.
そして僕のところにやってきて、鈴木さん、これちょっと読んでくれ、読んで時間があったら読んでくれって言っていろんなものをくれます。
And actually he gave me many of his poems and many of his short stories and he'd say to me, would you read these?
もう手書きのガム、もう手で描いた絵も色も。
And all of these books, all of these poems, all of these short stories he wrote by hand.
多くは彼の信仰告白なんです。
And many of the things that he wrote were his confession of his faith. He was sharing about his faith.
でもこれを多分毎月っていうか20部とか30部やっと作るのがやっとです。Maybe she can make it 10 or 20 or 30 or more. Every month or something.
A week?
Yeah.
20? Yeah.he maybe made 20 or 30 of these every month.
もうガムテープでやってるんです
ね。He bound them together with gum tape.
もう誰もこれかっこいいとか思わないんですね。
And maybe nobody would think, wow, that looks great. Maybe no one would think that about what he did.
でも読み返すときに彼の信仰がしっかり生きていたのが分かります。
But when I read these, I really felt his faith and that his faith is living.
ね、見た目から見たら本当に静かでですけど、彼の心はいつも神様で触れて動いていたんですね。
When I looked at him, I didn't notice anything unusual, but when I read the things that he wrote, I realized how his faith was alive.
一つだけ詩を紹介しますね。
There's just one poem that I want to introduce to you.
三密体の神様を称えて、イエス・キリストを通して神を信じたとき、私の身辺に皆心の中に変化が起こる。復活のイエスの導きと祝福が忽然と喜びの輝きを持って迫ってくる。ズバリ聖霊の技としか言いようがない。
In English, praising the triune God. When we believe God through Jesus Christ,It seems changes happen around us, but the truth is, in our hearts, the guidance of the resurrected Jesus and the blessings chase after us with surprising joy. This must be truly the work of the Holy Spirit.
彼はこれに教会の住所を書いて、そして友人にいつもいつも配ってたんです。
He wrote the address of the church on cards, and he gave it to many of his friends.
彼はこれをすることを喜びとしていました。
And he was really joyfully doing this.
彼のタラントを神様が用いてくださいました。
He was using his talent for God, and God used his talent.
その結果がどうだったかは分かりません。
I don't really know what the result was.
でもこの詩集などを読むときに、本当に彼と 小西さんと神様の関係が親しかったことが伝わっています。
But when I read this poem, I see how close he was to Jesus.
そして小西さんのことを神様が喜んでいてくださることを私は知ることができます。
And when I read his poems, I realize and I'm shown how pleased God was with 小西さん。
今日私のメッセージは本当に私たちは神様のために何ができるかということのメッセージですけれども。
What I want to ask you this morning is what can you personally do for God?
でも何か大きいことをする必要はないんです。
It's not that we need to do something huge.
何か人が見えることをする必要はないんです。
It's not that we need to do something that will please people, that people will notice.
神様が私たちに語ってくださることをすることです。
What we need to do is what God is showing each one of us.
私たちは神様を喜ばすために何ができるんでしょうか。
And so, and as response, we need to obey God and think in our hearts, how can I please the Lord?
私たちは何を神様の愛に。の応答として犠牲にすることはできるんでしょうか。
We have to ask ourselves, how can I live a sacrificial life for God?
私たちは恵みや愛を握ったままではなくて、私たちはそれをどのように分かち合うことができるんでしょうか。
We shouldn't be holding on to the grace and the love of God with a closed fist, but rather we should be asking ourselves, how can I share this grace and this love?With the people around me.
今日もう一曲賛美しますけど、賛美の中で本当に神様が私たちに語っていること、私たちにしてほしいことを求めましょう。
We're going to worship a bit more, but as we're just quieting our hearts, let's seek God. Let's ask Him, Lord, what can I do? What would you have for me to do?
Thank you.
Almighty God is in our midst. Let's worship the Lord. Jesus. Let's worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, Father God, strengthen our faith. Father God, just bless each and every single person this week. I don't feel like God is done. God is speaking. What's running in your head? What kind of noise is in our head? What is distracting us from the word, from the voice of God? そのために神様の御声を聞き逃してしまっている。Oh, let's quiet the other noise so that we can hear God. 本当にそのすべてを沈めて、本当に私たちは神様の声聞こえるように。
今週もどうか私たちを導いてください。